Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. The dispute over water resources between Kedah and Penang took a curious turn when last December, the Kedah Menteri Besar said he would get villagers to put sandbags to dam Sungai Muda and divert the river so that it no longer flowed into Penang. Mohamed Sanusi, you might know, has since also threatened to send muddy water to Penang. Now, this is because Kedah bears the cost of maintaining the water catchment area that is crucial to the two states as well as to Perlis. What is at the heart of this dispute? And is there a way out of this impasse that might help us manage natural resources within the Federation in a more environmentally sound way? Professor Dr. Chan Ngai Weng is the president of the NGO Water Watch Penang, and he joins us on the show now. Good evening, Professor Chan. The question of who pays for the protection of natural resources, I mean, that question has been a long-standing one, but I'm quite curious to know why you think the dispute between Kedah and Penang has escalated so much in recent months.
Okay, I think the first point is there is some misunderstanding from the Kedah Menteri Besar regarding this issue. I think, as we all know, the history says that every new Menteri Besar that comes on board in Kedah has always asked Penang to pay for the raw water it draws from the Sungai Muda. But legally speaking, I'm looking at, you know, the record. The river is actually shared between Kedah and Penang. And of course, I think in recent years, 1982, Penang signed a memorandum of understanding with Kedah to realign the state border. Previously, before 1982, the Sungai Muda, the whole of it was in Sungai Bin, flows into Penang. And then based on that MOU, we gave half, we aligned the, you know, the boundary of the river into the middle of the river. So half of the river will give back to Kedah. And because of this understanding, Kedah accepted this land mentioned above, and then in return for water guarantee to let us continue to take the water from the Sungai Muda.
Okay, so, but Professor, course, yeah, Professor Chan, can we talk a little bit about the water guarantees? Because it seems to be...
The water guarantee is that because we gave them half the river and the land, so Kedah feels that, you know, well, we then carry on drawing the water. So there is this kind of understanding. And also, because there is understanding of the law of riparian rights, so every state, every country that shares a river basin internationally has a law, we have a right to draw water, share the water between different states, sharing the same river basin.
Right. I understand the legal arguments, Professor Chan, but I'm wondering, is that the most amicable solution? Is that the way out of this impasse?
No, I'm just getting to that, Melissa.
Okay.
So the misunderstanding is, you know, that Kedah should ask Penang to pay for it. So Penang, of course, has no legal right or whatever responsibility to pay for that water because we are drawing from our side of the river. So now there is this big misunderstanding and there's a big spat between the two, the Menteri Besar and the CM of Penang. Things have gone really bad, you know. There is no negotiation, there's no talking, you know, with one another. It's just, you know, shooting in the press. So we have gone on, you know, started on the best foot. I think we should come to the table to talk. So the best solution, according to me, I think is to have a moderator. Mm-hmm. I think the federal government must come in now because shared river basin should come under the concurrent list. Concurrent list meaning that although the state has a jurisdiction over water and land, but if it is shared between a few states, in the case of the Ulu Muda, Kedah, Penang, and Perlis, so the federal government also should have a say, have a jurisdiction. It's under the concurrent list now. So if we set up a body with the federal government in charge with representatives from the three state governments, also maybe with from the NGO and the communities, a private sector, then this authority can talk about the management of this river basin. Then there shouldn't be arguments like that, who should pay and who should not pay, who should use how much and so on. So all the management can be detailed out, and there would be very, very little argument if it is run by a central body.
Right, but in lieu, Dr. Chan, I mean, in lieu of such an eventuality as you laid out as a solution, what do you think are the options for Kedah at this point in time? Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Kedah have a rather bad experience, promised federal monies in order to forego, you know, exploiting the Ulu Muda water reserve, the catchment area, and then not being paid by federal government for that? Didn't they have kind of get the short end of the stick over the last couple of decades?
Yes, we understand the Kedah position, and we would like to help them, but at the same time, I think the federal government should come up with the money that they promised some years ago. I can't remember how much. Maybe it was about 100 million, you know. But then they didn't get a single cent. So they continued the logging, and then they looked for various ways of developing the area. But then I think every development has to be, you know, sustainable and should not have any bad effects on other states, and also not on their own, because I think Kedah also rely a lot on that water for their paddy farming, for their high-tech park and so on, and also for the people.
Right.
So Penang cannot pay. I mean, I'm not just speaking for myself. I think the government, you know, has put it very clear that, you know, there is no legal thing for this Penang to pay raw water. But we as the NGOs and the common people, we feel that I think payment for ecosystem services can work, which means if everybody were to protect this water catchment, then we can come up with some money. Let's say Kedah, Perlis and Penang, all these water consumers will pay a tax, call it the ecosystem tax or, you know, or whatever, but you just put it into the bill, maybe just one ringgit for all domestic consumers. You know, there are millions, you know, in Penang, in Kedah, and also in Perlis.
Professor Chan, very quickly, this is a very interesting proposition, you know, in ecosystem tax. Would that come in the form of higher payment or higher charges for paying for water? Could that translate higher water tariffs?
Melissa, I'm suggesting, you know, this is just an example. If one ringgit extra is nothing to the water consumer, for the protection of this valuable and, you know, catchment that cannot be replaced. Mm. If one ringgit per person, per household is not enough, maybe it can be increased to two. And one or two ringgit, you tell me, what can we buy with one or two ringgit now? But to Kedah, it's a lot of money if, you know, we can get the people to pay.
Right.
But to be fair, it's not just Penang who should be paying. It's all the water consumers using the water from Ulu Muda.
Okay. Professor Chan, thank you so much for speaking with us and laying out this very complex dispute so very clearly for us. We appreciate your time. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break here on Consider This, but more on this water dispute between Kedah and Penang in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.